Hey, it's Michael here with my finalist exit interviews from LEGO Masters Season 4 on my podcast, Talkworks Masters. It was an unbelievably exciting finale, so if you haven't yet watched that, you're going to want to bounce now because I'm going to talk about who won the whole show. And don't forget to go back and listen to our finale recap with former Season 2 winners Mark and Steven. Plus, coming up next in your podcast feed will be our Holiday Bricktacular Breakdown, as I'm joined by a panel of your favorite former LEGO Masters as we talk through the 4 hours of four holiday celebrity challenges. And with all that out of the way, let's start with my exit interview with your winners, Christopher and Robert. Hey, Christopher and Robert, so great to be talking to you, and huge congratulations. You had an epic run on the show. My first question is really around your ambition. You know, certainly throughout the season, we saw some very ambitious turns from the two of you, whether it was with the roller coaster mechanism, and then here in this challenge, building the biggest one ever. And Christopher, I loved your quote where you said to Robert, bro, why did you say we were going to build the biggest LEGO Masters build ever? Now we have to actually do that.
Yes.
So I'm curious to get your thoughts. Like, was this sort of ambition here in the finale, did you always want to build the biggest? And sort of how did that take you through this episode?
I think that one thing that we realized very early on was that LEGO Masters, especially the judges, really prioritize scale over not everything else, but over a lot of things. I think that going into the show, we were really focusing on something very small and detailed for our first episode build. And that is something that they commented on, that it is kind of on the smaller side, and they really want to see scale. And obviously, the bigger it is, the better it'll show up on TV. So I think that as the show progressed, it started to get ingrained in our heads that going for ambition and going for the wow factor and scale is what's really going to push you above, which is why by the time we got to the finale, I think that internally between the two of us, we had already kind of decided to build something huge. The crazy thing is, the day before the finale, we are kind of talking this over, and Robert turns to me and he's like, I think we could do it like double size. He's like, you think 8 feet? Like, we could do 16. And he was really trying to map out the math to make us be able to do double size. And that was shut down pretty quickly. But it was a whole discussion that we had, and going big was absolutely the priority, I think.
I think the kind of the default size of, I think it was 10 base plates long and 11 base plates wide. We wanted to stick that scale because also like base plates are easy to work around. You know, everything kind of comes in those multiples. So having the plane be at a base plate width and then just having everything scale at that proportion was pretty nice. And you had a lot of space on top to build cool things. And one of the things about a plane is like, once you commit to the scale at the very beginning, like you have to stick to that scale. Like you start building the tube, like you can't stop building the tube. So I think, you know, kind of even before the challenge, we were thinking about like, what, as Chris said, what is a feasible scale that we can actually execute in 24 hours? And I think that 10 by 11 base plate dimension, you know, we were kind of coming in with that size and we tried to really make that work.
And make it work, you definitely did. But you know, the only other for my next question, I want to just ask you about what that moment was like to find out that you won. I think, you know, your reactions were just so unbelievably genuine. You know, Christopher, we see you fall to your knees. Like Robert, seeing that moment, you know, of you crying on your mom's shoulder was just like so touching. But you know, take us back to that moment, and having now been able to see it on TV, you know, what are you taking away from this experience?
I've worked with Chris as like, you know, we were classmates, we're startup co-founders. We've been through thick and thin the past couple of years, and I think this was really in the deep end for both of us. You know, we didn't expect to even make it onto the show. We didn't expect to make it past the first episode. You know, much less the 9th episode into the finale. So I think just being on stage with all those amazing builders, from, you know, Nina and Sam, Paul and Alita, and everyone else on the show was just a tremendous honor. And having the ability to, you know, actually win, I think there's so much pent up, there's anxiety and there's just, you know, pressure because we worked so hard on the finale build. And it's kind of been, you know, so many weeks of building have really led up to this. That I think once the announcement was made, it was just like, honestly just a rush of like just a rush of relief almost, and happiness and surprise. It was just so many different emotions mixed together that I think my brain short-circuited.
Robert basically summed up exactly how we both were feeling. I mean, Sam and Nina and Paul and Alita, I think, were some of the most talented builders to compete against and to build with. And it was really cool because over the course of the show, I feel like we really built up a family and got really close. And we would even visit like used Lego stores together. And then now Sam and I have like been to each other's Lego collections and whatnot. And so we were just so thrilled to even be there in the first place that win or lose, it was just, we had made it to the finale and that was accomplishment enough. And so to actually find out that it happened was absolutely crazy, because I feel like it could have gone to any of us.
Well, for sure. It was a very competitive finale, but that's why it's even more exciting that the two of you were able to win. So thanks for everything. And can't wait to talk about all this in more detail soon.
Yeah, we'll talk in person. See ya.
Christopher and Robert are such a fun team, and I just love their infectious energy and their excitement about the show. And with that, let's move on to our interview with the runner-ups, Nina and Sam. Well, hey, Sam and Nina, so excited to be talking to the two of you, and just immense congratulations on everything that you're able to do on the season. You should be so, so proud. And one of the things you should be very proud of was your finale build. So my first question is about that tree. I mean, it was, I remarked in our podcast, it was taller than both of you. So, you know, just talk to us about kind of that scale and how you're able to achieve this. And were you just building until time ran out, or do you have a certain height in mind? I mean, that was, the scale of that was just exceptional.
I think that, well, first of all, hi, Michael. Thanks for chatting with us. I've been listening to the podcast all season. And, you know, every week it's been like a nice little ego check sometimes, but it's been great. Thank you very much. For the tree and for getting it built, I think that we kind of just knew that we wanted to go higher. There was a comment made to us by the judges, I think at one point, that said, you know, we want to make sure that this is a tree, not a tree stump. So it's got to have like a solid top and bottom. So we were building up and up and up. And then there was like kind of this additional thought and question of like, okay, well, let's make sure that we have like an actual base on this thing. And that base can be kind of like overgrown with a bit of the roots that you see come off the top of the bottom of the tree. And then there was about, you know, making sure that we still had enough space for each one of the little levels that we wanted to put on there.
Sure.
So I think there was a bit of time considerations where it got the best of us. Like, obviously, looking back, you think about, you know, how many things you could have done differently. And I think filling out the top of the canopy would have been something that I would have loved to have done had I had a bit more than 24 hours. I mean, I know this is still a considerable amount of time, but, you know, it was, yes. So I guess to answer your question very succinctly, yes, it would have been a lot bigger had we had more time. And it was just kind of getting to the very end and just trying to put in as much as we can as we went along.
I think that what we like, it doesn't matter. I think that the only build that everybody was kind of like, oh, what are we going to do for a little bit of time, and were twiddling their thumbs, was on the Is It Brick build, because, you know, people had smaller objects and we had this large object. And so we were still building. And so I think that that's when people came in and said, oh, let us help you out, because they had the time to do it at that point. But I don't think that there was any other build that we had that felt like that. There's always something else you want to add. There's always a little bit more you can do. And so definitely for the last one, you want it to be really spectacular. So could have done a lot more if we had, you know, another 24 hours, say.
Well, listen, what you're able to do was nothing short of amazing. So, you know, I don't want you to misinterpret my question as some sort of challenge to that. But
I think it was amazing too what we did.
Couldn't agree more. But as my follow-up question, you know, this final build was really such a special story about your family and about the tradition and you know, what you all mean to each other in a really like just like immensely personal way that I'm not sure we've seen on the show before. And you know, to have then your family come and see what you were able to do, you know, I'm just curious, you know, what did being able to share, you know, who you are and your story and your connection even with each other, what did that mean to you now getting to look back on it?
Well, I think it was, well, you'll remember our first episode, which was also kind of an homage to my mom. And and so I think it like became full circle back to where we wanted, you know, to show people what we were all about how creativity and community start. And it's in your own homes, right? You start in your own homes. It's simple. And it's warm and it's safe, and you can, you know, just build from that. And so then as you get older and you have your own little home, and you know, you can share that love with a bigger community, and yet it all comes back down to that safe place that people have, and that's usually around the dinner table or around cooking or gathering, and there's usually food involved in that. So that's really a big part of East Indian culture, and so now it's certainly a big part of Sam and Kenna's life too. And the fact that Mom and Kenna were there to help us, you know, with us and see this was really amazing. I mean, I think my mom was the most shocked at what we were doing. So Kenna's seen what Sam can do, and
The whole thing was kind of sparked off by one of the pieces we found in the brick pit was that little flower element, like the kind of old school 80s, 90s mold. And there was that in yellow. And I think that element in white always makes me think of cauliflower. And then that element in yellow made me think of the, like, you know, the turmeric and the spices and my grandma's aloo gobi, right? So there was, it was a very personal build just in terms of like, okay, relating that and like the kind of growing, cultivating food, preparing food, and then sharing it with others was kind of reflected in the, like, you know, the narrative of the build where it's like, okay, I'm dressed in yellow. Like, it's, you know, this side of my family that's raising me and cultivating me, and then I'm sharing myself with the world as well through this artistic expression or whatever else, right? So that's just to, you know, get that very kind of simple but like artistic point kind of across. I think a few things were kind of lost in the edit, so just to put that out there.
Well, honestly, it was really special, and so thank you just for sharing that part of you with us at home. It really means a lot. Like, that's the best part of the reality and reality TV. Just congrats again on everything you're able to do, and thanks for the kind words about the podcast, and I hope to have you on soon so we can break everything down. You can tell me everything we missed. It was great getting to talk to Nina and Sam, and they're just such a sweet team. And with that, here's my final exit interview with Paul, as unfortunately Neelita couldn't join us. Hey Paul, so great to be talking to you, and congrats on getting to the finale. My first question was, you know, in the episode, we heard you say, you know, that you were just, that you were surprised that you even made it this far. And I'm just curious to, like, get your thoughts of what it meant to you to make the finale. And why did you think you didn't have it in you? Because look what you were able to do.
Well, coming into the show, my goal was to make it past the first episode. Obviously, we did that. We pulled into the finale. So, I mean, because coming into it, there were better teams than us. There are teams who were stronger builders. For example, Ben Poppy. I thought Jordan Christopher were pretty strong as well. But in case of Jordan Christopher, I think their ambition got in their way. That makes sense. They were too ambitious for the challenge. And unfortunately, they were bottom two back-to-back weeks and ended up going home. Obviously, with Poppy's, unfortunately, what happened with COVID, but they were a top team. I feel like they would have been in our place.
Sure.
Had they stayed healthy throughout the season. So I was just surprised that we beat up those teams and made it that far. Like, even starting off strong, you had Lewis and Alex. They're a very strong team. They were on top two a lot early on. Then they kind of faded towards the end of there. But like, initially, I was like, can we beat these teams? There are six teams or so that are better than us. Can we get to the final three? And somehow we did. So I was just shocked that we kind of got past all these great teams and somehow made it there. It was just shocking to me that he just went that far. And by the end, I was semi-positive Paul. Yes, I became more positive at the end. But it was just a great experience overall. And I could not have asked for a better partner than my sister. And despite her not having The Lego skill set, she definitely improved a lot between the first and last episode. So I gotta give her credit for that.
Absolutely. I mean, you have plenty to be positive about, but, you know, speaking of your sister, you know, seeing your like hilarious dynamic was always just so fun, the way that she would sort of both pump you up or prod you or whatever it might be. You know, looking back, you know, now you've done the whole show, you've seen it back on television. Like, what has this time meant to you to get to spend with your sister and, you know, to see your relationship evolve in this way?
It's been so much to me. We have not spent that much time together in 15 years, a very long time. So it was nice to kind of rekindle that relationship. At times, we had our tough moments. For example, the volcano episode was very rough for us. We had misinterpreted the rules. We actually had to restart 2 hours into the challenge, and we did not talk very often throughout that time period. It was very rough for us. As we went on, we learned kind of my triggers and what works well for us in terms of building, in terms of who leads on design, who grabs pieces, things like that. So in the end, it worked out for us. But overall, it was really great to kind of rekindle all that time we spent as children, because we haven't done that since we've been adults. So it's been really nice to do that.
That's amazing. And I'm so glad we got to see it, you know, as you got to experience it. But congratulations. Like I said, you have so much to be proud of, and hope to be able to talk to you in depth more about all this soon.
Yeah, thank you.
It was so great getting to talk with Paul, and all these exit interviews just make me even more excited for my postseason deep dives. That's right, I'm working to get time with all of the teams from this season as we look to break down their game and every episode to give you all the background and detail we missed. But next up, like I said, we're going to have our holiday Bricktacular Breakdown, which is going to be an unbelievable podcast, as it's going to be jam-packed, as there was 4 challenges and 4 hours of content that we have to break down. So be sure to stay tuned for that podcast and all the deep dives to come. And while you're at it, be sure to leave this podcast a rating and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you're listening to it now. So if you want to follow along with the podcast, be sure to subscribe on whatever podcast platform you're listening to it now. If you want even more LEGO content, be sure to check out my YouTube channel, Talk Bricks, where I cover the LEGO news for the week every Saturday. And you can follow the channel on all social media platforms with the username at Talk Bricks. And if you want to follow the podcast on Instagram and Facebook, it's Talk Bricks Masters. And on Twitter, it's TB Masters. Thanks again, and I'll see you guys next time.